Hello everyone, and welcome to my next podcast. This one is going to be a review of Blink Nation. And what Blink Nation is, it is a screen reader friendly MySpace, or a blind MySpace if you will. The website is blinknation.com, and it is hosted by some guy sitting at a computer. Today I will be using JAWS 8.0 for this tutorial. Unfortunately, I'm not going to show you how to sign up or how to register. Actually, I could do that. Hang on a second.
Activation. Link Nation Mozilla Firefox. Link Nation Mozilla Firefox page has three links. List of two items. Link all black. List my blog. My news. My pro. My rest. My vid. Log out. Link Nation Mozilla Firefox. Go button. 50%.
Okay. So now I'm at the home page.
Edit. Password.
And
edit.
What it's asking me for now is my username, but I'm not going to enter that yet. Excuse me. I have a cold. But,
Password. Checkbox. Remember. Log into blank. Heading level 2 site navigation.
And just a quick clarification. There are no links on this site. Well, yeah, there are a couple, but the site is not cluttered with links. The site is cluttered with combo boxes. Woohoo! And combo boxes are much easier to navigate through to than links. Except now I'm at the home page, and the address is...
Okay,
so that is the address, and now I'm just gonna go down.
Combo box collapse. Blink Nation home. Go button. Blank. Heading level 1. Welcome guest. Blank. This is Blink Nation, a brand new screen reader friendly social network specially tailored for blind users. We strive to make an environment that is feature rich but clutter free. As you browse this site, you will probably notice several major differences from other less organized web pages you visited. For instance, you'll notice we replaced long lists of links with drop down menus and accompany go buttons. We removed annoying images so the new won't be left in the dark on any useful information or tripping over useless decorations. We've marked distinct sections of the content so that you can quickly navigate between headers. We reduced the use of tables for clarity's sake, and we make a point to only use dynamic content that plays nicely with your screen reader. Blink Nation is an ongoing project to create new features and content for blind users. This site will continue to evolve and grow as our community grows. Blank, the beauty of a social network is that it's all about you and your individuality. This is a place to express yourself, make a ton of new ones. As a social network for the blind, we also hope this can be a place where you find help, support, mentors, and knowledge that would be useful outside the virtual world as well.
Okay, so I'm not going to go any further, but I'm just going to go up.
Make a the beauty. Blank, grow as our with yours quickly. Won't feel it's rich, but this is blank. Heading left. Blank, go button. Combo box collapse.
And I would like to go to the combo box up here, and this is the only combo box on this page, so I'm just going to hit the enter key on it.
Forums mode on. Site navigation combo. Site navigation list view forums. Logs. Videos. Games. Marketplace. Register.
And as you can see, there's lots of things to do on here. You can watch, videos. You can play games. Although there's not that any... In fact, there's only a single game, and that's called, Blackjack. I wish he would put more games up, but that's just me. I would like to take you into the games section for a tiny bit. So.
Marketplace, games, marketplace, register, marketplace.
Oh, my JAWS is being strange on me.
Games.
So. Okay, that, and then we go to
go
a go button.
Go button.
Or no, no.
Combo box, our online community for free. The beauty of a social, heading level 1, well, heading level 2 site navigation.
Ha! okay, hang on. Let me hit the
83%.
Go button. And you can play Blackjack. excuse me. But yeah, you can play Blackjack on here.
Blackjack link.
And
88% site navigation combo box collect.
And what it basically is it's basically like
100%.
A whole bunch of buttons, and you push them.
Right hand button to activate, press space bar.
And
start new game button to activate, press space bar.
And okay, so for example, let's push this.
Five of hearts to you, face down card to the dealer. Jack of diamonds to you, eight of spades to the dealer. Total of 15. Do you want to hit or stand?
And as you can see, it's totally self voicing. I don't know. Excuse me. I don't know if those are actual people doing it, but it sounds pretty good. But we're just gonna go down for a
start
tiny bit.
Start new game button. My hand button. Dealer's hand button. Hit button.
I think I'm gonna hit.
Nine of clubs. You bust.
Oh. Shoot. Well, that's all I wanted to show you in here, but unfortunately, that's all there is to play. I wish that there was, like, more games to play, but unfortunately, there's not.
Forums, blogs, videos, games, marketplace,
so, I would like to take you into this page.
Blackjack, Mozilla, Firefox, site navigation, combo box expanded, link nation home, go button, 83%.
And my jaws, it's kind of strange, so it will do things that just, that are going to annoy you. That's because it's a demo. So, yeah.
Edit link nation terms and conditions link.
No, I don't want to go there.
Edit privacy policy link.
No, I don't want to go there.
Edit your name, edit type of text.
And this is what you're gonna...
Edit privacy policy link.
Hang on. Let me see if I can't...
Edit link nation terms and conditions link. Go button to activate, press space bar.
Ah. Okay, I guess I'm just gonna have to read the things on the page. Registering with Blink Nation is completely free. But before you fill in your details, please take a moment to read the following documents. And it has the Blink Nation terms and conditions and the privacy policy. And below that it says, when you fill in the details below, we will send an invitation code to your email address in order to validate it. You must then click on the code, click on the code, and then it will take you to a place where you could create your account. And the email is available for 7 days, and then after that it goes away. But unfortunately, I'm not going to do that at the moment. I am going to log in.
Password, edit, type of text. Username, edit, type of text.
And I have typing echo off, so you won't hear me
type
anything, so that's a good thing.
50%.
Okay, now I am logged in, and hang on a second, let me stop this recording, because I'm trying to make my jaws cooperate, and it's not. Okay, now I am back, and I'm going to turn on my jaws again to be sure that it cooperates this time. And who knows, it may or it may not, but we will just see in a minute. This next part in the review...
Jaws for Windows is ready. Activation dialog. Start activation button.
Okay, here we go.
Google Reader, Mozilla Firefox.
No, I don't want to go there, so I'm going to... exit there.
Start activation button.
And then I'm gonna go
Link Nation, Mozilla, Firefox.
To Blink Nation, and
go button.
I just wanted to quickly navigate you through this.
Combo box collects my messages, 0 new.
After you log in, you'll see this. It's the first combo box that comes to your page, and if you click enter on it,
user menu combo box to change the selection, use the arrow keys.
You will get these options.
User menu list, view my blog, keep my files, my network, my news feeds, my files.
And I just would like to explain each and everything as I go through.
My blog, keep your friends updated on what's happening in your life.
Yes, this site does have a blog. It offers a blog, and you can post anything you want. Like me, I post a lot of stories, poetry, any creative thing I do, I post on here and people comment on it. And the thing that's cool is that the site creators will actually take interest in your blog. I'm not sure if I'm supposed to say their names, but this one person who is a co-creator of the site, I guess, he loves my Adventures of a Dog diaries. And unfortunately, I won't be doing those anymore because I'm kind of sick and I need to recuperate before I can get to any more blogging. So that's me explaining the whole blog section. And here's my files, and if you click on this, it will allow you to upload any sort of file that you have on your computer, a PDF, an image, or something of that nature, or an MP3, but you cannot upload copyrighted work, because if somebody comes across your blog and they see that you have a song that is made by Green Day or something, they could sue you. So I don't suggest you do that. But I don't use it that much because I have been trying to figure out a way to post my podcast up here, and so far I have not done such a great job. Plus, the streaming player is Flash, unfortunately, and the buttons aren't labeled either. That's kind of strange, but. I'm not sure if he has any control over that, but anyway, moving on.
My network, view your friends and communities.
That is like MySpace's equivalent to my friends. View all of your friends and your communities, I guess. If you're signed up in a community or on a community, I guess, then you check them out there.
My news feeds.
I haven't really explored this yet, but I think it's where you post your favorite RSS feeds, and then they will be displayed on your Blink Nation account, so that way it can be easily accessible, but oh well.
My profile.
My profile. This is very interesting because because creating a profile is so easy, and I would just love to go in here and show you guys a couple of things in here. So let me see if I can get Giles to cooperate again.
T button to activate, press space bar.
That was weird.
User menu combo box to change the selection. Use the arrow keys. Go button to activate. Press spacebar. 83%. Robert Kitchens.
Okay. Now I'm editing my profile. And my JAWS is not cooperating again. So, hang on.
Quick find, edit type of text. Quick find, edit type of text. Location, edit combo. http://w. Robert Kitchens, read only. Land.
Okay, hang on, my JAWS is not cooperating again.
Audacity, table drag 1. Pause button pressed.
Okay, so...
Robert Kitchen was ill. Robert Kitchen.
Okay, so now... it should... okay, there it goes.
Link, heading level 2, site navigation. Combo, go button. Link, heading level 1, Robert Kitchen.
And... I made my profile... page still.
Link, link edit this profile.
And if I want to edit anything, I could just go in there and change anything.
Link, heading level 2, Robert Kitchens friends. Combo box collapsed, Chris John. Go button. Link, heading level 2, Robert Kitchens content. Combo box collapsed, 27 blog posts.
Yes, I have 27 blog posts. You probably think I'm nuts, but I noticed something in the friends category. There's no way to organize your friends, like on MySpace. There's no way to organize them. It seems like they're randomly placed throughout your friends list. And to me, I think that there should be like an organized friends or something of that nature. But oh well.
Heading level 3 audio introduction.
And this is interesting because if you don't want to type out this long introduction, and if you have a microphone, then you can just record yourself, and then you can upload it and then use it as an audio introduction. So that's pretty awesome. Mine I'm not gonna play because it's incredibly strange. I basically get into an argument with a computer voice, so I'm moving on. And plus, I like this site because it gives you the freedom to be creative, and lots of people come to my page and they see my blogs and they think they're hilarious. So, and lots of people think that my audio introduction is pretty hilarious also, but oh.
Play button. Land. Heading level 3 status. Land. Thinking of a dream without people inside dreams.
That's my status message. And as you can see, the page is littered with headings, and status is a heading, and it's kind of like MySpace's headline. And I just put something crazy, so let's go to the next heading.
Gender heading level 3.
Gender.
Birthday heading level 3.
Birthday.
Who am I? Heading level 3.
Who am I? I'm not gonna go through that because it's long, so.
Interests and activities, heading level 3.
Interests and activities.
State, region, or province, heading level 3.
State or province. Province.
Town, heading level 3.
Town.
Email address, heading level 3.
Email address. Now, I like this, that it's laid out into different headings like this, because if you just want to skip to somebody's contact information, then you could look for a heading that says contact info, or not contact info, email address. But it would be nice to have a heading that says contact info or something of that nature, and then you can have email address and so on and so forth, and IM screen name, and so on and so forth. But, so, moving on.
Telephone number, heading level 3.
Yeah, that's a telephone number. And I noticed that it's not a link that you can click on like other things. Like, if you have a Skype plugin for Firefox, and yeah, you could click on this number, but if you didn't, I know that lots of websites have numbers, and you click on them, and it'll open up Skype or some other application that you use. So I just think that that would be something to think about. So
mobile telephone heading level 3.
And that's your mobile telephone. Yeah.
Personal website address heading level 3.
Personal website address. If you made a website, and if you would like to show it off on your profile, this will be it. But podcasting is pretty much a blind thing also, but I don't see anything about podcasting here, so I don't know.
ICQ number heading level 3.
ICQ number? I don't know what the heck ICQ is, but I'm assuming it's accessible since it's on here.
MSN chat heading level 3.
MSN chat, and then I have my MSN screen name up there.
AIM screen name heading level 3.
And my AIM screen name. I just want to go in here for a minute. Yeah. In the AIM screen name, there's links like AdBuddy or send message. But in the MSN one, there is
AIM screen name heading level 3. MSN chat heading level 3.
There is not
MSN Robert 22,223,333@hotmail.com.
There's no sort of link there that says add friend or send message, and I was kind of shocked about that. I'm like, okay, that makes no sense, but okay. I think that it would be great if you were to put something like that in there. But yeah, so moving on.
Skype username heading level 3.
Skype username. Now, Skype username
link robert.w.kitchen
has a link to where if you click on it, it will open up a Skype chat message or something, or it will call you, I'm not sure, but it will open up Skype and do something with the Skype name. So I don't know why that is there, but it is.
Link, heading level 2, Robert Pigeon's comment log. Edit, post comment button. Link see all dot dot dot.
Okay, now here is the wall. And most of you people know the wall from Facebook. I'm so glad that he implemented this into Blink Nation, because it's kind of cool. And someone new commented me, oh boy.
Tuesday 12th August 2008, 7:07 p.m. I will read some of your blogs and give you honest feedback. It doesn't really help anything but the ego when people say how good something is and don't tell you where it needs fixing. I think Chris Judd is on here somewhere, and he had a writing group with mostly younger writers on it at one time with his girlfriend Cassidy. It was called Creative Circle. If it is still up and running, it would be a good place to test your work in a friendly environment. I found the traffic too high for me to stay on, but you might like it. One of the fun things they used to do was throw out topics to write on as exercises. It was interesting to see what came out. I have had a computer hard drive crash since I was on it, though, so don't have the address anymore. I probably won't have time to read much until the weekend, but I will take a look, I promise. Link reply on the end of Quiet Water Boyega's wall.
Okay, I'll check that out later, but for now I'm gonna go back up.
Robert Pigeon's comment, AIM screen name heading level 3, SN Chat, state, region, or province, heading level 3, interests and activities, and Robert Kinjit's friends, heading level 2, Robert Kinjit, heading level 1, site navigation, heading level 2, user menu, heading level 2.
Okay, now I'm gonna go down.
Combo box collapse my profile.
Yeah.
User menu combo box to change the selection, use the arrow keys. User menu and list view my resume, 7 of 9, my videos. My resume,
I don't... I guess that is a place to do your resume, your job application, I guess, or your resume, your high school resume, I don't know. It's a place to do your resume.
My videos
are things, are basically videos that you upload from YouTube. And the site also has like a easy YouTube searcher that you go into and you search for a video and then you post it on to your profile, or you post it but not to your profile. I wish that there was a way where you could upload your own. That would be quite interesting, but I would like to go into here for a second.
Home button to activate, press space bar. 75%.
And I think...
Enter menu, clicked, land edit, comma, click donate, click advertise with us, click terms of use, click...
I think my...
Five more videos to phantasmas and great prices on mouse over, dub, link Tim Conway, elephants, dub, land.
I think my jaw is acting up again, but...
Heading level 2 site navigation, combo box collapse, click nation home. Now, Robert Kenjit combo box to change the selection, use the arrow keys.
In this combo box,
videos Robert Kenjit list view, find videos to post, 2 of 2.
I would like to go into here for a second.
Because
I would just love to show you guys this feature here. So,
heading level 2 user menu. Combo box collapse, heading level 2 site navigation.
Hang on.
YouTube video search, heading level 1. This search tool provides a more accessible way of searching for YouTube videos. Just enter some keywords and press the search button. Then, select a video from the results drop-down list and press play. If you find a video you like, press the post this video button to add it to your videos. You will be helping us to compile a repository of blind-friendly media. Link, heading level 2 keywords. Edit.
Okay, now I would just like to type in something like audio description, and then all I do is press the enter key, and
75% my combo box collapsed. My message is 0 new user and level 2
my page is loading.
Killer keyword tool on button. 0 o'clock slash 0 o'clock, 0 o'clock slash 0 o'clock, 8 button, 7 button, 6 button, pause button.
Hang on.
Heading level 2 site navigation. Combo go button. Land. Heading level 1 YouTube video search. Heading level 2 results. Combo box collapse to mid-deck with audio description.
And all of your results will be in a combo box. Now, isn't that convenient? But yes, all of your search results are going to be in this combo box, and then if you hit the down arrow again,
play button.
You'll come to play,
pause,
this
video button.
Post it. Now that means post a video to the main server, and when people come to look at your profile, they can see how many videos you posted. So
beginning button.
Beginning, that will make the video jump to the beginning again, or the beginning.
Rewind button.
Rewind, obviously.
Fast forward button.
No explanation there. Now that will make it jump to the end. I don't know why you would want to, but it's there. So
softer button.
softer. That increases the volume.
Louder button.
And that also increases the volume.
Land. Heading level 2 keywords.
And that's all. But if you go down past this keyword box.
Edit. Search button. 1 button. 5 button.
You'll come to a flash.
1 button.
Thing.
5 button. 6 button. 7 button. 8 button.
That has no markings at all. This is the video, but it's much more accessible to play it using the play buttons and the pause buttons, and yeah, so.
Keywords heading level 2. Results heading level 2. Keywords heading level 2.
Oh no. I think.
Results heading level 2. YouTube video search heading level 1. Site navigation. YouTube video search heading level 1. Site navigation heading level 2. Land. Go button. Combo box collects my messages 0 new. User menu.
Okay.
Combo box.
So I would like.
My files, my network, view your friends and communities, my news feed, my profile, my resume, my videos, log out.
Okay, so I would like to go into a blog section for a minute.
My resume, my profile, my news feeds, my network, view your friends and communities, my files, my network, view your friends and communities, my files, my blog, keep F button to activate, press space bar. 83%.
And
go button.
This is like.
Go button, land, heading level 2 site navigation. Link 0 comment S. Land, heading level 3 link. I will think about you a poem to Connie Mounts. Link posted by Robert.
Okay, here is my blog, and I'm not going to go through all these blogs. I just want to demonstrate, something that I found interesting.
Link 0 comment S. Land, heading level 3 link, a trip of a loss, a poem about a football game losing. Link posted by Robert Kitchen. Link 0 comment S.
Oh, speaking of which, nobody has read that one. I'm not gonna go through this, so I'm just gonna go.
So
I'm just gonna speed through this super quick. So. Okay. Yeah. Here is the. Here's the blog that I was doing, but hang on. So let me go down.
Link go to Robert Kitchen's web. Link go to Link Dog. Started the day as a hero when the sun fired. Funny thing though, he didn't go into work, but spent the morning leafing through the large newspaper and drinking coffee. Link interested in what he was reading. I had a peek at the article. In bold huge print were the words, "Dog drives car and kills 6 million people." Shocked and somewhat relieved that someone in the dog world had some guts, I walked out smiling to myself. Link, my tech dog, Whitney managed to get a snapshot of the paper. Link graphic a snapshot of a paper with a picture of a dog in a car waving his arms as the car flies over crumbling buildings in the distance.
Yes, as you can, as you probably heard or probably not heard, I don't know, this microphone is crappy, but I have alt text embedded in this picture, so that way if people come to look at this blog, then, oh, hang on, I'm going to turn my jaws off for a second, because it's acting up again, but when people come to look at my blog.
Diary of a Dog, Part 1530 AM. Robert Kitchen Blog, Diary of a Dog, Part 1530 AM. Heading level 1.
I have.
Kitchen Blog, Diary of a Dog, Part 1530 AM. Robert Kitchen Blog, Diary of a Dog, Part 1530 AM. Land, list view my messages 0 new, 1 of 9.
I have.
Go button.
I sometimes have.
User menu, combo box collects, link nation.
Pictures up there. And basically what those pictures are, they have alt text, so if you come across them, then you will be able to be able to understand them clearly. But I just wanted to show how hard it is to post a picture that has alt text in it.
Go button. 88%.
So, Let me go in here.
Menu combo box collapsed. My message is 0 new page has 1 frame, 9 headings and 9 links. Heading level 2 user menu combo box collapsed. My message is 0 new go button. Heading level 2 site navigation combo. Blank heading level 3 keyword separated by commas. Blank spell check button edit. Blank heading level 3 post title. Blank edit.
Okay, now I'm gonna type in a test. And then I'm gonna go down.
Test add external video alt plus button to activate press. Jaws.com. To run this product in 40-minute mode, you must reboot your computer if you are getting this message immediately.
Okay, hang on a second, because I have to reboot. Okay, but now I just wanted to show you how hard it is to put alt text in here. Okay, yeah, so ignoring that, I am going to go back to the Blank Nation page.
88%.
And I am going and I wanted to, you know, talk about like this for a minute.
Add external video alt plus shift plus V button.
Add external video.
Add file alt plus shift plus F button.
Or you can add a file, but if you go down a bit more,
heading level 3 post body.
There's nothing that says add an image or nothing, but okay.
So let me
type something. Hi, this is a test of alt text. Okay, so now I pasted the link, the image location, so let's see if I can put alt text in here now.
Paste it from clipboard.
And let me see.
Whack. Oh, selected.
Wait, whoops. Hang on a minute.
Edit post, add extra, add file, edit post body, edit type attack. Whack.
Hang on.
Whack.
Apparently, my jaws
selected
is being retarded, but you can't do it this way. You have to do it a different way because the alt equals won't show up if you just copy and paste the code here. And there's no sort of button.
Spell check button to activate, press space bar.
After this that says alt text, add alt text to images, and I wish there was.
Edit post body, edit type of text.
But okay, selected. I'm just gonna erase this.
Selected. Space.
I erased the code that does not have any alt text in it, but I have a Blogger account, so I'm gonna go to that.
Forms mode off, post body.
And what I'm gonna do here is I am going to upload a picture here since Blank Nation isn't capable of doing that. But I'm gonna upload a picture here. And
90%
upload image and
URL.
And now I'm in the image URL and I paste this image into here.
Nothing selected.
Oh.
Paste it from clipboard.
Okay, and now I have all sorts of options.
Learn more link. Center radio button checked 3 of 4.
I could center it.
Space. Radio button not checked 4 of 4 right.
I could put it to the right side.
Radio button not checked 2 of 4 left.
Or I could put it to the left. Now that's awesome.
Radio button
but...
Image size.
And I can even increase the image size, so that's awesome.
List of three items. Radio button not check small 1 of 3. Small. Radio button not check medium 2 of 3. Medium. Radio button check large 3 of 3. Large. List end. Check box check use this layout every time. Link void 0. Link void 0. You are currently using 0 MB 0% of your 1024 MB. Link graphic more help. Link graphic more help. Link graphic more help.
Okay, I don't know why.
Link graphic more help.
It's saying that, so I'm just going to click on upload image, and it's uploading now.
Logger, upload image.
And
link at heading level 2 after clicking done, you can change your post and publish to your blog. Clickable upload. Logger, upload images. Link, heading level 1, your image has been added. Heading level 2 after clicking done, you can change your post and publish to your blog. Clickable.
Okay, so some... My image has been uploaded successfully.
Link void 0, clickable.
So now I'm going to hit the... Done.
Powered by Picasso Web Albums. Link void 0, clickable. Robert, the weird writings of Robert Kenjin create post-Mozilla Firefox.
And basically, what Blogger did is it gave me a code. And I have to search through this code to look for the... Alt equals sign.
Preview on mouse over. Toddler equals dry left brace parent dot desolate blogger image gracefully right brace catchy left brace right brace ref equals http://tpn0.google.com/images/q=tpne9cdnv05xtjcrazyfrankenstein.com/homepage/files/cutepuppydogwoke. For this post colon e period g g selected period selected scooters comma selected.
Oh wait, nope. It would be down more.
Shortcuts, press control with B equals bold, I equals italic, P equals publish, S equals save, D equals draft, link more, link void 0, public, selected, link void 0, selected, save as draft button, selected, draft auto saved at 11:15 PM, R, E, link return to list of posts, draft auto saved at 11:15 PM, save as draft button, link void 0, save as draft button, draft auto saved at 11:15 PM,
okay,
save
hang on,
button, link void 0, publish post button, labels for this post, this page link post options, graphic M slash triangle LTR clickable.
Ah, so there we go. I found it. So
equals quote.
Now
order equals quote 0 quote alt equals quote quote alt.
Okay, now
link selected.
I
link.
Okay, so now I'm in between the quotes, like alt equals quote quote. And in between those quotes, I have to type some sort of image or some sort of description. Now, I do have some sight, so I can see the image I posted, and it's a picture of a dog, and he's sitting on a blue, or sitting on grass. So I'm going to type that. A dog sitting on grass. Okay, so now that I've entered my alt text, I have to select all. Then I have to copy. Then I have to go to Blink Nation again.
http://link.
And now I'm in the edit box, so I just have to paste it.
Paste it from clipboard.
And there you go. Except that takes too much work, I'm sorry to say. I wish that Blink Nation could have an add image option to the options on the blog, as well as make their image options a little bit like Blogger, so that way everybody who wants to post images to blank nation doesn't have to get a blogger account. But so that's all I would like to show here. So I'm gonna go down to post, and I'm gonna post it.
Start menu, internet,
106. And I'm gonna have Jaws talk the whole time. So here we go.
Robert Kidget,
okay, so that is all for there. I guess that is all for this tutorial also. Hang on.
Activation. Type trademark Robert.W.Kidget. Name. Audio files and other media files that I have saved. Jaws. Quit Jaws.
But yes, there's lots of things, obviously, that needs to be improved about the site, but you do have to understand that it is a new site, so there will be more content and stuff and more features coming on. I'm sorry, I did not get a chance to go into the forum on this review, but my Jaws is having a migraine, so I turned him off. But as you can see, or as you heard, the site was pretty navigable with your screen reader. Mine, it's only a demo, and it worked great. But for those of you who podcast like me, there's no way to show off your podcasts on this site. Like, for example, there's no way to just put an XML feed into a category called My Podcast, and then people click on the name of your podcast, and a program opens up, or it takes you to the podcast page, or something of that nature. There's nothing like that on here. Plus, it's extremely hard to put pictures onto the blog. And music. That music, I forgot to mention that. MySpace has music, so why can't Blake Nation have music? I understand if it's a copyright issue, but lots of people who are into music and stuff. Oh, and audiobooks. Lots of people are into audiobooks as well. So I was thinking, like, maybe an audiobook search engine would probably help the site out quite a bit. Or you could have a thing to where people could listen to samples of audiobooks. I don't know. But those are just a couple of suggestions. The site is extremely easy to see and extremely easy to navigate. It is a white text on a black surface, so it's quite easy to see, and it's quite easy to navigate if you do have a screen reader. But the site is very limited, and as features go, the most that people do on here is they do blogs. That is the most that people do on this site is the blogs. I think that what this site needs is more features, like a podcasting, a podcast page or menu or something of that nature, and also a featured site and a featured podcast page would help. Like if you post a podcast and it becomes extremely popular, then you could post something, post a small thing on your homepage that says, oh yeah, and the featured podcast is so-and-so, and then talk about the podcast. But I like this site. I mean, I've met so many people on here, and this site, I don't know if it hasn't attracted losers yet, but this site, it has nicer people on it than some of the other social networking sites. I also would like to point out that there is no chat online thing. Like, for example, The Zone has a quick notes feature, so maybe you could implement that to the site as well, although I don't know how you're going to do it, but that's just another suggestion. And you really have to work on your blog menu, because somebody that's trying to put pictures into their blog is extremely hard, and you have to get a blogger account to do it. Unless you know how to code like I do, then you can just code your picture into there. But let's say that you don't know code. How are you going to know how to put a picture on there? I think that should be as simple as turning on your TV. And music. I think you should have music on the site, as well as an audiobook search engine, or something to do with audiobooks. So far the site is great. I love it. And yeah, so that's about it. Okay, contact information. If you would like to email me at kingetblue@yahoo.com. That's kingetblue@yahoo.com. And you can pretty much check out the rest of my stuff on my Blink Nation page. But if you're listening to this podcast, and if you don't have Blink Nation, you can IM me on like a whole ton of IMs. You can IM me on Skype, MSN, Yahoo, AIM. My AIM and Yahoo are kingetblue. KingetBlue. And my Hotmail is robert2222333@hotmail.com. And my Skype name is Robert.W.KINGETT. And I have another podcast as well, and I recommend that you go check it out. It is called For Yo Information, the number 4 YO Information. And the website is freewebs.com/number4YO Information. So thanks, and I hope everybody enjoyed this podcast. All the girls in the back.
bathroom talking. Who they gonna take to the Sadie Hawkins? My ears are burning, but I kept on walking. Smile on my face and an air guitar rocking. The Sadie Hawkins dance and my khaki pants. There's nothing better. Girls ask the guys, it's always a surprise. There's nothing better, baby, do you like my sweater? Sitting in the back of my next class napping. Gotta give a speech, then bow to the clapping.